And finally, in an interview today with Vatican Radio, Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Calcisio Bertone highlighted the key elements of Pope Benedict's address to the diplomatic corps accredited to the Holy See. Charles Collins has more.
Peace is often fragile and even mocked. These words stand out in Pope Benedict's Monday discourse to the diplomats accredited to the Holy See. The Secretary of State for the Holy See, Cardinal Calcisio Bertone, highlighted them in an interview with Vatican Radio discussing the discourse.
Constatiamo in primo luogo che la pace è spesso fragile e anche derisa. Il Papa ha osato dire queste parole.
Peace is fragile, he said. Even with the efforts of the Church, universal and local, who work as mediators along with international organizations, looking for a solution to the bloody conflicts around the world, above all in Africa. Cardinal Bertone said that the goal of peace is something which the Church looks for along all possible roads, diplomatically with the diplomats of the Holy See, working through cultural events, and also with prayer and spirituality. He said the Church creates the relationships and pathways to reconciliation to help increase the chance of real and lasting peace.
The Holy See, they play a role in education. They educate people from this country, continent, and they give aids too. So they're playing a lot of roles, especially in Nigeria.
Kingsley Sonny Ebeni is the ambassador to the Holy See from Nigeria. He told us what his country is doing to help promote peace on the African continent.
Nigeria is playing a diplomatic role through the African Union. If you remember, our president was the past African Union leader. We contribute troops to a peacekeeping force in all these regions. Because all these regions where they have conflicts, Nigeria has their peacekeeping forces there.
Pope Benedict also spoke about the Middle East, specifically saying that Lebanon has a right to see her integrity and sovereignty respected. The Lebanese ambassador to the Holy See is Naji Abi Asi.
Resorting to force will solve nothing. That only solution can come through dialogue. The new element in the speech of the Pope this year that he did refer to the Christians who live in the Middle East, saying that he feels that they should stay there and contribute in promotion of peace.
In his remarks to Vatican Radio, Cardinal Bertone reminded people that it is the right of religious freedom, which is the cornerstone of all other human rights, and that the Catholic Church believes freedom applies not only to Catholic minorities, but to all people in the world. I'm Charles Collins.